I've been noticing during meditation that my mind goes a lot into planning concrete steps to achieve something, and then when I reach that stage, then I'll be happy. Can we consider this about Tanha?
Pretty much. Well, it's not as though we do a lot of planning. We have a long-term plan, yeah. We have a 30-year plan here at Amaravati. But in that planning, there's different intentions or different energies behind that. If in that process of planning, there's the, and then I will, and then, and then, and then, and the kind of trying to, say, fix a particular future, getting excited about it, getting worried about it, feeling responsible for it, then that's really just the Bhava Tanha habits. And I had that extremely strongly when I first came in the monastery. I was 21 years old and a kind of hyperactive kid just out of college, and listening to music, reading books, just filling my head with all kinds of stuff as much as possible all the time I'd been growing up. So there was a lot of forward momentum. The mind planning the future and scoping out expected futures. That became very familiar territory. This, and then, and then, and then, and then. People often ask about this, that habit. What I found was that because of the meditation, I couldn't just stop that habit from going. But then using the aspect of wise reflection, and particularly what's called vimamsa, reviewing, looking back on how things have taken shape. So what I saw was that no matter how many times I had scoped out the future, there was zero success rate. In psychology, in my era, in the 70s, the works of B.F. Skinner, called the operant conditioning, was something you studied. If a pigeon presses a lever and gets no reward, there's no food coming back, eventually, you know, every pigeon will stop pressing the lever because it's like there's no return. So I felt a bit like I keep pressing the lever, like there's a really stupid pigeon that's just not learning the lesson. I keep pressing the lever. It's got a zero success rate, no matter how many times I predict the future or plan something out. It never goes that way, not once. But then that process of vimamsa, looking and say, okay, you thought it was going to go this way, how did it turn out? Different. You thought it was going to go that way, how did it turn out? Different. Again and again and again. And what I found was after about 5 or 6 years of just watching that, finally something just went, I give up. So not really through a particular effort to sort of change it and suppress it, just that being aware of that complete failure rate, like 100% failure rate, that finally sank in and that helped to break the habit. But along the way, again with wise reflection, yoniso manasikara, dhamma vijaya, okay, how many times have my predictions worked out? And if it did work out something like what I expected, but there are all these other factors that have come into the picture that I didn't expect. And then being conscious of that, not saying I should have done it different, I'm a stupid person, but rather, how has it turned out? Being conscious of that, and then just seeing that that kind of speculation is not really to be believed in, it's not to be trusted, there's no value to it. So that kind of process. But going back to planning, one of the things from the early days of our monasteries, when you have a community diary, the rule was write in the diary in pencil, because arrangements keep being changed. If you write in pen, it ends up being very, very messy. So you write in pencil, so then you can rub it out and change it. So we make plans. It's interesting that with respect to the long-term plan that we formed between 2011 and 2013 and that we registered with the local council, none of the pieces that we put into the plan have turned out exactly as we had in the long-term plan. Everything's either a little bit different or very different. They're in the same, roughly in the same places, fulfilling the same functions, but the shape of the buildings and how they're oriented and exactly how things are arranged and structured is really, really different. So we had those plans, but we were adaptable along the way. So that sketching things out, having a way forward is totally appropriate, having an intention or a direction. But if you're rigidly fixed on a particular outcome, you will suffer in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. Setting a direction but being adaptable along the way is the key piece.
It's very tiresome because I noticed that I try to explore every possible scenario, try to play it. It's so exhausting.
It's exhausting, yes. And there'll always be something that you've missed. And even if you figure out this, I got that one right, but then, but along with that came this, and this. Oh, which we weren't expecting. The principle of adaptability, being ready to set a direction, make effort to follow what looks like a good way forward, but then to be adaptable. You don't know what you're going to find around the next bend or over the next hill. So being ready to be adaptable to things that show up. If we're rigidly fixed on how we think things should be, where we're going to get and how it's going to be when we get there, it's dukkha even before you kind of take your first step. And no matter how many possibilities the mind sketches out, it's always more complex, there's always more possibilities.